Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to your local radio show. Happy to have you here.
Good morning and happy Tuesday.
You got the Crames, you got Jess, you got Charlotte here. And it's Tuesday. What kind of Tuesday are we having? Jess, what kind of Tuesday are we having?
A cold Tuesday. I'm freezing in here.
It has to be a T, though. It has to be start with a T.
Totally cold Tuesday.
Okay, thank you. That makes it.
For some reason, you guys, it's literally getting worse by the day. It's always been bad, but it's getting worse by the day.
We had a AC guy come in here. We have air conditioning problems in their studios. Jess sits in a side studio, by the way, and we always have air problems, but they brought somebody in last week and we were like, oh my God, finally. Like we've had issues for probably since this studio has been around since like the 1800s. But I felt like a little bit of relief when they finally brought somebody through. I was like,
because they're walking around looking at a ton of stuff.
Had the little gun. They were like testing. I'm like, finally, this is going to get resolved.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's only been worse
since they left.
So there you go.
I don't know what's happening.
You're having a thermal Tuesday in there, it seems like. You like that thermal
because it's cold.
Yeah, you get what we did there. Charlotte, what kind of Tuesday are you having?
Totally blanket.
Oh, you brought a blanket too?
Yeah, because I'm prepared today. Yeah.
Smart.
Out my friend TJ who hand knit this.
Oh, wow. That's
pretty.
Isn't
that nice?
That's really nice of you. I'm having a top tier Tuesday. I think I'm so tired that like I'm like delirious that I think I'm doing well, but I think I'm like one small instance from falling apart.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I got a call last night, y'all. I can't even talk about this right now. If you don't subscribe to our uncensored podcast, you're going to have to go subscribe for this week. I got a call last night from a friend, and it was a voicemail because I didn't get the call, that like I don't even know. I don't even know how to handle a situation like this because it was the most bizarre situation. Just if you don't subscribe to Kramer and Jess Uncensored, we do an uncensored podcast, dude. We just can't talk about it here. I'm sorry, but you just need to go subscribe to Kramer and Jess Uncensored on our Apple Podcast or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts, because we got to talk about it. It will come out tomorrow, so go listen to it over there.
Now, these are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
The world's largest rubber duck is coming back to Maryland. Her name is Mama Duck, and she will be at the Big Little Town Fest in Crisfield next weekend. The festival runs July 25th through the 27th at Crisfield American Legion Post 16. Mama Duck is six stories high. She weighs about 8,000 pounds and takes about 90 minutes to inflate. So there's no word yet if she's going to be making any additional stops in Maryland, but you can follow her track on our Facebook page, World's Largest Rubber Duck, but she will be here next week.
That's cool.
Number two.
Mattel has released a new line of Clueless Barbie dolls in celebration of the movie's 30th anniversary this summer. The movie was originally released on July 19th, 1995, and they just dropped their brand new Sharon Dion Barbie dolls rocking the iconic 90s plaid skirts. The blazers, they even come with like tiny little cell phones with antennas. And this is cool because it's not just Barbie. This is like a whole collector's lineup collection for the Clueless anniversary. So we're talking American Doll outfits, a Polly Pocket compact, even an Uno deck. So these Barbies are going for about $60 each. You can get them online at Walmart and Amazon, and they are a few bucks cheaper on Target's website.
Wait, what anniversary is Clueless?
30th anniversary.
Oh, God.
So today is July 15th, but on July 19th in 1995, Clueless was released.
God, that seems like, that feels like it was yesterday. Like if you asked me when Clueless came, when Clueless came out, let's ask me the question, I would say probably 10 years ago. I can't believe that's
been really?
Yeah, I mean,
no
just,
way.
Yeah, if you asked me just the question, I'd be, I don't know, 10, maybe 15 years
but
ago.
But that's like the epitome of 90s nostalgia.
I know, God.
Number one.
This is wild. Unreleased music from Beyonce was reportedly stolen during an SUV robbery of one of her choreographers and dancers during her stop in Atlanta. So stolen items included suitcases that contained confidential information. The police report listed items including hard drives that contained unreleased music from Beyonce. There's also footage plans for upcoming Cowboy Carter shows and a future set list. Billboard actually reached out to Atlanta police, who shared that the officials have actually secured an arrest warrant for a suspect, but the suspect remains outstanding and their identity has not been released yet.
It's a pretty crazy story. I'm glad you did a story this morning because I didn't actually read the details. It's pretty wild to me that they just let Beyonce music just float around in cars like that.
Well,
I mean, I get it.
This isn't like, just a random person. Like, this is her choreographer.
Sure.
Who obviously, and if you're like, wait, why would the choreographer be in, like, whatever, you know? But no, like, that is like one of her closest people to her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So this was like a trusted person. Totally. It was in a rental car.
Yeah.
But I think I was surprised because her security is pretty much locked down.
That's what you would think.
So
right?
I don't know.
I just can't believe that they just let something that's that private, because anything can happen. You know, anything. It's like this kind of stuff can happen to where somebody can break in, a car wreck could happen, anything could happen to where something that's that valuable.
But what I'm curious about this, though, is it was in a car with other things. So it wasn't just the unreleased music. It's also like designer clothing and like items and sunglasses and stuff. So I'm wondering if they weren't, if this was on purpose, like I'm trying to get unreleased music, or if I was just trying to get stuff and I had no idea what I was taking because it was in this SUV, not necessarily in Beyonce's car.
Right.
So they're opening this, just trying to get like a new Dior dress. And they're like, what is this hard drive?
Oh, no.
Like, I'm not
sure.
Throw
the hard drive out. They're like, what is this trash? Who cares?
I don't know.
I'm going for the new shoes or whatever.
I don't know.
That's true.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5, brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning. So, leaving a bad review, is it your responsibility to let the people know, or do you just need to mind your business?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Da 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 da. Yeah, welcome to Nieces Know Best, everybody. Tuesday morning. This is the feel-good family segment of the show. And I want you to think of this as like your favorite sitcom from back in the day. But this is like the radio version starring Jess's nieces. And if you don't know Jess's nieces, maybe you're new to this. Let's do a quick introduction of these ladies.
Yeah, so I'm really close to my family. And all my family's on the West Coast. So once a week, I have a chat with my nieces, 13-year-old Abby and 10-year-old Maya, just about different things that are going on because kids are just honest and they don't care. So I was curious on their thoughts if I should leave a bad review for the apartment I'm trying to move out of.
Okay, you guys, we're moving because this apartment sucks and we found a new one that's better. But I don't know if I should leave a bad review because I feel really bad leaving bad reviews, but I kind of feel like it's my responsibility to warn other people of the messiness. What should I do? Abby, what do you think?
I think if you had a bad experience, you should warn other people because there is no reason for them to not know. And I think maybe families especially might not want to be in an environment like that.
No, it's true. I just feel bad when I leave bad reviews, but you're right. Maya, what do you think?
I do agree with Abby because if you were to not leave a bad review, then some people might be like, oh, it might be fine. And they might move in and experience the not so great experiences that you've had. You don't like leaving bad reviews on things. But when it comes to like houses or apartments, I feel like it matters for apartment complexes.
Safety.
Yeah. You're right. I will take all of that into consideration. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
It's
why are they so smart?
I don't know. But like,
so
it's
smart.
Like it's different though. It's different with you.
I know.
And this is the difference. Like,
it's true because my brain is saying one thing, but everything they're saying is what my heart says. So it's hard.
Because like, here's the problem: is like, Jess Dutra from the radio. You know what I mean? Like, it just. Like, which just is why
I, which is why I like rarely ever, because I know that it can have an effect and stuff.
Kramer is not my real name. So like me as Steven Yancey can go be a real a-hole. Kramer Karen, my alternate personality. I love leaving bad reviews. Are you kidding me? It's like one of my favorite things to do in the world. But like, you don't get that luxury, bro.
Top five hobbies.
Yeah,
like, literally.
You don't get that luxury. The worst decision you ever made was using your real name on the radio. Like, why do you think I have a fake name so I can go be an a-hole off the air? Like, it's one of my favorite things in the world. When you don't.
It's not one of my hobbies, so I'm fine with using my real name. But I get what you're saying. Yeah, like I definitely have to be aware of when I do stuff like that.
Because then,
yeah.
Like, listeners will see it. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's tough. So what do you think you do? You think you'll leave one or not based on, like, that alone?
Because, what they're saying?
Because it is true. I mean, they're not wrong. Like, you have experienced some really bad things in this apartment complex, things that I think that future renters, I would want to know before I moved in, and some really bad safety things.
Yeah.
Cars have been broken into, some really scary things.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think you're obligated to leave one?
I think because it's more than anything, the safety issues are like my biggest concerns for other people. I think it's one thing if like, oh, well, you know, some of the people were mean to me and we didn't really get along. That doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, whatever. But it's more so, especially when like Abby and Maya were like, but what about the families? Like that stuff like we would want to know.
That's true.
And I think when they said that, I feel like that's more important than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want to go by Jay Duch on the air?
No.
There's still time.
I'm 100% positive. Okay. Thank you.
Just let me know. We can rebrand.
I'll let you know now. The answer's no. Thank you.
That's Nieces Know Best, y'all.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
Let's go. Try these 7 questions in your car, Alexa, iHeartRadio app, wherever you listen. See how you do. Try these. Caller 10's playing today. Hi, is this? Morning.
Ashley.
Good morning. You're number 10.
Hey, Ashley.
Oh, my gosh.
I have Capri and Blake with me in the car, too.
Oh, my
Capri
gosh. Hi, guys.
And Blake. How is everyone doing this morning?
Good. What are we doing up so early? What's going on? It's not even school. What's going on?
We're driving to camp.
What kind of camp? What are we doing?
Camp Invention.
Oh my gosh, that sounds really fun.
What is that?
Are we having a good time?
You just create lots of different inventions.
Oh my gosh. Wait, that is the sickest thing I've ever heard. That's
best
awesome.
Camp ever. We love that. Well, thank you guys for choosing
so cool.
the show to keep you company as you ride into Camp Invention. Oh my gosh, I'm right there. Camp Invention. So fun. Well, let's try Ashley and crew. Let's try for this $1,000 in free gas today. It's a little tricky, I'm not gonna lie. But let's see how you do. Maybe not. Yesterday was an incredible round. Let's see how we do today. Jess, let's explain the rules, then Ashley and the crew are gonna go for that $1,000 in free dashing gas.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Ashley, Capri, and Blake, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash and gas starts now.
Question number 1. In soccer, what's the term for the player who tries to prevent goals?
Goalie.
Correct. Question number 2. What is the name of the comic book company behind Batman and Wonder Woman?
Pass.
Question number 3. Which rapper is known for Hotline Bling?
Pass.
Question number 4. How many days are there in July?
31.
Correct. Question number 5. What's the main language spoken in Iceland?
Pass.
Question number 6. 50 degrees is Fahrenheit is how many in Celsius?
Pass.
Question number 7. Who famously said, "In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends"?
Pass.
Question number 2. What is the name of the comic book company behind Batman and Wonder Woman?
My husband's
going to
kill me. Marvel?
Oh, he's going to be so upset. You had to go for something.
It's okay.
It's
DC Comics.
It's okay. 50-50 shot, kind of, but like you had to go for something.
It's okay.
It's all right.
You guys did a really good job.
Ashley and crew, I'm going to be honest. It was a hard round.
Yeah, this one's tough. It was kind of all over the place. We'll go over the ones you guys passed on, okay? So back to number three. Who is the rapper known for Hotline Bling? That's Drake.
Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Good job on the days in July. Number five, what is the main language spoke in Iceland?
It's Icelandic.
No idea.
Icelandic. I didn't know that one
either.
No,
that was tricky.
Icelandic is interesting too. Number six, 50 degrees Fahrenheit is how many degrees in Celsius? That is 10.
That's a tricky one too, unless you just know it.
And the last one, number seven, who famously said, in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. That is Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, we learned. Listen,
we
learned a lot today. That's the really good news. We learned a lot. We're heading to fun camp. We had a lot of positives in this round. I knew going into this round it was going to be a tough one.
Wait, I have a question though. I'm just curious. Uh-huh. Like, what is the coolest thing that Capri and Blake have made at Invention Camp?
Great question.
A claw.
A what?
A claw machine.
Oh, that is cool.
That is really cool. That's a cool camp. We didn't have that back in the day.
I was just so curious. Like, that sounds like so much fun. Yeah,
that's incredible. Hey, guys, it was well-played round for a hard one. I'll be honest
with you. Yeah, you did good.
Tomorrow, we're going to come back. Hopefully, you guys will listen tomorrow on the way to camp, too, and we'll try it again. Seven more questions worth $1,000 in free dashing gas, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you so much, you guys, and have so much fun at camp today. And make sure to head to Dashin and maybe start your day with the classic country breakfast stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashin.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Wait, really quick before we get into this, do you get the email submissions from the website, Jess? Like, do you get those? I don't know if you're signed up for those email submissions. Like, when people submit from the website... Do you get those?
From our website?
Yes. Do you get those?
No.
Okay. So I think it just goes to the Kramer@mix1065 email address. We got one last night. Y'all, listen to this. I don't know if this is the same person that I think this is. It says, Kramer and Jess, we need to talk about the dog event this weekend. Not sure how to start this, but whenever you have a second, just reach out. Signed, Garrett.
I know. It better not be that man.
And it says Garrett, and it's from Garrett, and it has a last name. I won't say it. And it's a 410 number.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only one Garrett that I know when it comes to All Paws Home.
There's no way.
And I'm like,
what else does he have to say?
I know. And I'm like, okay, if you don't know this Garrett guy, he like called in last week and was giving us hell for this event that we put on with the Barks over the weekend.
He was mad that we were promoting our adoption event for Barks, trying to get 106 animals into loving homes. He was mad about it.
And I'm like, what else do you want to say? So I'm going to have Charlotte call him after the show.
I don't want to do it.
No, it's not me. It ain't me, bro.
I don't even want to talk to him, period.
I'm not doing it. Because I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to say. But I'm obviously really curious. If we can get him on.
Make Tom call him.
Make Tom.
Tom's better at that kind of stuff.
Tomorrow, if it's something worthwhile, then tomorrow we'll get him on and see like what he wants to talk about, okay? Well, happy holidays, everybody. Apparently, it's the holidays. I know it's only halfway through the year, but...
I mean, it is Christmas in July.
No, it's not. That's not even a thing. That's not a thing.
It's actually totally a thing.
Not a thing. To who?
Wait, you guys know Christmas in July.
No, I know. I know what you're talking about.
You know Christmas in July is like a thing.
I don't know what that is.
No, it's like people celebrate Christmas in July.
It's like whatever the halfway point to Christmas is.
June. June would be the halfway to Christmas.
No, but the Christmas in July is a thing. Like, people will have Christmas in July themed birthday parties or, like, parties and stuff like that. It's, like, definitely a thing.
According to my sister, apparently we need to be planning for the
July
holidays.
July 25th.
Like, oh, is the official?
Is the mid-year celebration day.
So nice.
I got a text from my sister, y'all. This is the most cuckoo thing that I've heard in a long time. She literally texts me on Sunday. She goes, this is Sunday, 8:41 p.m. She goes, have you thought about what you want to do for the holidays this year? And, like, I read it, and I literally had to think about it for a second. This was my response. I said, which holiday are you referring to? I said, it's July. She goes, well, she said, ha ha ha, we want to have Christmas with you. And I said, I must be honest when I say I haven't really put any thought into Christmas yet. Not even Halloween yet. I mean, this is great. And then she kind of goes into like, I just want to start getting plans on the books. Like,
yeah, because she needs to, because what needs to be happening.
If we can start booking flights so I know what days that you're going to be here. And I'm like, excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
This is my sister, Dramaggy, which I think you can tell by trying to book flights 6 months early. Absolutely kind of insane. Y'all, I don't know how you live your life, but like booking holiday trips right now sounds absolutely cuckoo to me. So I was like, I probably won't know until, I don't know, probably at the earliest October.
That's a no for me, dog.
maybe late July is crazy to me. But then I was like, hang on. My friend Jess is a
planner.
A planner. She's a planner. She's a, what's the word for you?
Is a what? Is an adult and has to plan?
Well, I mean, I know you start booking these things way early.
Are you proactive,
bro?
Proactive is not the word for
dude,
her.
Dude, I'm so sorry, but I have to come to your sister's defense right now.
Are you starting to think about the holidays for real already?
I literally was waiting until after All Paws Home to get your holiday dates so I can book my flight to go back home across country. I literally had a meeting with Tom last Friday to get the exact dates that we will be off air for the Christmas holiday so I can buy my flights to go home. Why are
they,
you ask?
Are they even available yet?
Yes, they are. And to
six months
and
out?
Let me tell you, I actually wanted to have a holiday vacation time meeting with you earlier because Southwest had a deal earlier, which we missed. But I knew that you were going to be all crazy about
it
because
insane.
We were in the midst of All Paws Home. So I specifically waited.
That is so
and
crazy.
And I was going to talk to you about it this week because, dude, I need to let you know, like, you wait.
Me what?
Until the very, very last second.
October is too crazy. Is too crazy to start planning the holidays?
Yes. And
October is too crazy to plan the holidays.
Because here's the deal. Your sister is not only thinking about the three babies that she needs to travel with, but also about her husband's schedule, about the time off work that he has to get, and also her in-law's schedule as well. So she has all of these other factors that she needs to take into consideration when buying flights. And also, if they're flying.
They're not flying anywhere.
They're driving?
They're staying home.
They're driving?
They're trying to get us all to go to her house.
Okay, well then, okay.
There's nothing to worry about.
So there's two things here where, like, I literally am wanting the dates now, so I will keep track of flights and also deals. So when they're lower, I can just buy it immediately.
Okay.
And I also have my sister's schedule taken into consideration because she doesn't live at home anymore. She's in Vegas, so her and I are trying to coordinate to be in town at the same time. Something else I would like to add to this conversation that I really hope that you keep top of mind is you literally got into a massive, massive fight with your siblings about feeling like you were not included in the family vacation.
Jessica, it is
and
July.
Here is she telling you, I want to spend the holidays with you. What is your schedule so we can do this?
Hang
and
on.
Now you're going to
no,
give her
exactly.
a hard time.
Wait,
if I was
on.
Your sister, I would
hang
be
on.
Livid.
I want to prove that Jess and my sister are just a little bit cuckoo in this situation. Is there anybody already planning the holidays? Y'all, it's July. It's July 15th. There's no way anybody else is already starting to think about it. It's July the 15th. It's 105 degrees outside. There's no way anybody else is doing this. What's up, Jess?
This is Jamie on one in Annapolis.
Jamie, you're not already planning the holidays. It's literally mid-July. It's hot as hell outside. You can't be thinking about the holidays right now.
I'm not planning the holidays personally myself. I am looking forward to the colder weather. But, Kramer, I feel like it's a no-win situation for you. It's either too soon or not soon enough.
Well, but like, Jamie, you're proving my point. It doesn't matter. You're proving my point. Nobody but Jess and my sister are thinking about the holidays right now. It doesn't matter what you think about me. You're proving my point. No one's doing this except for Jess and my sister, making it crazy. Like, it's just crazy
yes,
to start thinking about it.
I have kids, so I don't travel over the holidays, and both parents and in-laws are retired, so they come to us. So there's not really much planning to go on. but you complained when your sister didn't give you enough time. Now she's given you 6 months, and you're still complaining.
It just doesn't matter. Thank you, Jamie.
It's not clocking to you that she's standing on business.
No, it just doesn't. It's just irrelevant to the conversation right now. This is Danielle. Danielle, are you already planning the holiday break or the holidays this year?
I am, only because this is the first year my son's going to be away to college. He graduated, class 2025. So, we live in Sykesville, and he's going all the way out to South Dakota for college. So we're driving him out there, in August, next month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already looking at the prices for flights to bring him home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. For Thanksgiving, but not for Christmas yet.
But that's because he's supposed to drive back for the Christmas break.
And if he wasn't, would you be looking at Christmas flights if you wanted him to fly?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Because that's what adults do.
Right now, it's so many. You're looking in advance. So you've got that price cut advantage as well.
Mm-hmm. Fluctuates.
My jaw dropped when I looked to see what the price was for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you're booking so far out. I mean, you book so far out, y'all. They're going to raise your prices high because they know you guys are cuckoo by that. I mean, it's okay. If you're thinking Thanksgiving, I mean, it's a little bit closer. So far, Jess is literally the only person in Maryland's planning Christmas. Let me see, though. This is Jennifer. What's up? Jennifer's in Baltimore City. Jennifer, are you already, and we're talking about like Christmas, Hanukkah, like the December holiday. Are you planning that already?
I have already started buying Christmas presents.
Wait a minute.
That's what I'm talking about, Amazon Prime Day, baby.
Okay, wait.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about.
How diehard are you going?
Oh, I'm going all out. Mm. Every year, all out, all the time.
What have you done to already plan for the holidays then?
Well, I've already called my brother and asked him when he's going to be home around the holidays.
Okay.
And my best friend, who's my son's godmother, wanted to make sure she's going to be home.
Okay.
What days? I'm not taking flights, but I'm driving.
Okay.
So I have to hit their houses at certain times, when they're going to be there.
You got your map planned
out already?
They're
not going to be with their family.
Yeah, you got your map planned.
Because planning is required when there's multiple people involved because everyone has a schedule.
Do you have the meals planned out yet? Do you have the exact menu of what you're going to do, you think?
Well, not the meals yet. But that'll probably be next month.
Next month. You got at least August.
I love this.
Because you got to start stocking up, getting
good
deals on it.
I'm right there with you.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to get stuff, all packed in your freezer and ready to go.
You got to get it ready to go. That makes sense. Okay.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's a new dating app coming out, and tell me if you think you'd find your soulmate on this one.
Hey, you're now sitting at the singles table.
I wanna know where love is.
Oh, with Kramer.
Mix
106.5. I swear to you, we're gonna redo that intro. Every time I hear it, it hurts my feelings. With Kramer. So terrible to sit at the singles table. Kramer's a piece of crap. Hate him. Makes me angry. Yeah, you're here, so enjoy it. Welcome to the singles table. Single guy. Surprisingly, I know. Shocker.
Sorry. I didn't mean for that to be so audible.
Seven
We're
years.
Only on the radio.
Yeah. What do you mean to be audible? What do you think we do? A giant microphone in your face does, Charlotte. Yeah, I've been single for a long time, man. I've been dating, but just haven't settled down. I haven't found the one yet. But post-divorce, a little weird out here. So when there's news happening in the single world, I'll bring it to you. Did y'all see this? There's a new dating app. For Disney adults.
What's it
Disney
called?
Adults.
That's so cool.
It's called Single Riders.
Oh, wait, that's so cute.
I knew she was going to love this. I knew she Charlotte and I are cringing, and literally Jess is having a
just
meltdown.
Like, sign me up.
Oh my goodness, I love that.
There's this guy, his name is Joe, and like he got stood up for a date, and so what he decided to do was go to Disney and get drunk, and like
by himself.
As he was sitting there at the bar, he was like, there should be like a dating app for just Disney enthusiasts.
Absolutely, because we're a different breed.
You're definitely a different breed.
Yeah, we definitely are.
So he, for the last couple of years, he's just had this idea sitting on it, and he'd been trying to find somebody to finally program it. He did, and that they're beta testing it right now to see if it's actually going to work, and they're actually doing it right now in Orlando.
Aww.
He's hoping to actually make it a thing, and they're going to see if they can actually make real connections with it. They want to see... The first thing they're going to do is do it only while you're in the park.
Okay, so meetups. So single up,
like,
rider meetups
while
in
you're
the park.
In the park.
Love
so
that.
While you're at Disney World to see. And then if that seems effective, then they might actually like take it from city to
They're
going to
be like in Epcot and they're like, meet us in Paris.
Right.
Ah, that's so cute.
I mean, let's talk about the concept. You know my feeling on Disney adults. I mean, it's not Mike. It's fine. I'm not going to judge you. It's fine. I'm a Nintendo nerd. Who am I to judge?
Right.
So, would you go on a Nintendo dating
app? Oh, yeah. No. No.
You want to try it?
I don't.
You want to find your Nintendo cutie?
Because you know what? Like, I look down on Nintendo. Even though I am one, like, I look down on them. So, like, I don't think I could. I'd be like, okay.
What's wrong?
Okay,
I kind
nerd.
Of love the weirdly niche dating apps. Like, how there's one for just farmers.
That's
and
true.
Stuff.
Yeah,
like
farmers only and
it's
stuff.
Yeah. Like, find your people.
Right.
If this is your people,
right.
Like, that
not,
would be
no.
awesome.
Like, I'm laughing, but I also kind of get it.
I'm not
it's totally
it.
Cool.
It's fine. What do you think about being at the park and having to do it? Because at first when I was reading about this, I'm like, oh, it's for anywhere. So like if you're in Baltimore and like you open the app and you meet somebody here, what do you think about just being at the park and meeting somebody there? That's the one thing that I'm like, you're supposed to go to the park by yourself and then meet somebody there.
I think a lot of people actually will go to like Disney by themselves. I love walking around Disney by myself. It's like my favorite thing ever.
But you're in a relationship.
No, but when
would you go by yourself?
I'm telling you right now, if I was in Orlando and I was single,
you'd show up.
First of all, I'd already have a pass. So all single riders, I'm telling you right now, they all have passes. Yeah. So don't think that they're just going to be buying a ticket willy nilly. They have a pass to go in whenever they want.
Yeah.
I would 100% go for like a single rider's happy hour. It would be so much fun.
Yeah, okay. Well,
because if you don't find your love, you're going to find friends to go to the park with.
That's true. All right, singles table, there you go. This is Melissa and Perry Hall. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, you guys. I was at All Pond Home on Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for coming. Wait, did you actually end up adopting or fostering an animal by chance?
I did. I got the most beautiful little kitty.
No way.
Yay.
I'm so happy for you.
We love that. So wait, really quick, for those that don't know what All Paws Home was, it was such an amazing day over at Barks, the animal shelter here in Baltimore. Do you want to explain, though, what the goal was and how Baltimore killed it? And just,
yeah,
awesome.
So we partnered with Barks Animal Shelter to get 106 animals into loving homes, whether that be through fostering or adoption. And we actually exceeded our goal of 125 because people like Melissa here and so many of you came out and supported on Saturday and helped us do that.
So tell us about your cat. Now we want to know.
So my cat passed away 5 months ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And I was so sad. So I heard about this event and I was like, oh my gosh, this is a perfect opportunity to give a cat a home that would not normally have a home.
Yeah.
And so I went and she rolled over and stretched and opened her eyes and looked at me and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's my cat.
Yeah, the connection was immediate.
Yes, we've heard so many stories. Jess was really, that was one question. We had her in the puppy pit or the kitten corner a lot during the broadcast. And that was like when people would bring their pets out because it's a good question. Like, how do you know when like a pet is your pet? There's just a thing, there's a moment.
Yeah, you just kind of connect.
You connect and just kind of know, you know, it's like your pet, mm-hmm. you know?
That was my moment, and I brought her home, and I didn't like the name they gave her, and so she has the tiniest little meow, so I called her Nee, because it's Nee, 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 Nee.
Oh, so cute. I love that. Oh my God, so cute.
Well, that's incredible. And thank you for opening, you know, we keep saying like your heart and your home, but that's it's honestly a kind of a two-part thing that you're taking on when you adopt an animal. You really do have to make a whole new place, you know, for this animal to come into your life and to really make space to love a creature that like you didn't know the day before.
And Melissa, I want to thank you for sharing that, because you're not the only person who had that story on Saturday. And so I'm just so thankful that you were ready to open your heart, you know, to, because obviously losing a pet is such a sad situation. And so we're so sorry about that, but we're honored that we could be a part of you finding a new family member, and that you did that through Barks with us on Saturday.
That's amazing.
Yes. And I'm just, Mimi and I are just in love.
We love that.
As you should be.
We love that. And obviously opening your home and making space for an animal is always amazing. And speaking of which, our friends at Barks actually have adoption fees waived through the end of the week thanks to Bissell.
Mm-hmm.
So Bissell has adoption fee. They're taking care of the adoption fees all week. So if you're like, oh my gosh, I missed the event, or I know Saturday was could have been a busy day for you, stop by Barks all week. You can get to their website, barks.org, and go find out about their adoption-free week that they're doing over there. They were great partners. The Girl Scouts of Central Maryland were awesome partners in this as well. It's called All Paws Home. The goal was 106. We ended up getting 125 pets into homes, just like Melissa's and Mimi. And now you guys are matched, and that makes us feel really good. So congratulations, you guys.
Thank you so much, and thank you for supporting this amazing cause.
Hi, this is Brittany from Glen Burnie. Am I a bad mom for letting my 6 and 9-year-old daughter sell White Claws to earn money for dance camp?
Wow.
I don't hate it.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
Well, welcome to the parent panel, everybody.
Dance is expensive.
Dance is expensive. Let's get into this. If you've not done a parent panel with us before, let's explain how this works. Jess, what do we do?
So parents call in and share a situation in their life when someone has called them a bad mom or a bad dad. And we just take a look into the situation and try to see it from a different perspective of how this even happened in the first place.
So what do you mean you let your kids sell White Claws?
Okay, so we're at our 4th of July block party. And I set up a lemonade stand for my two girls, but I added a cooler with parrot lemonade, a.k.a. White Claws.
That's fair. They have lemon-flavored White Claws.
They were supposed to go to dance camp at the end of July, but a few weeks ago, our youngest fell and she broke her arm, and the ER bill wiped out our fund money, but I didn't want them to miss camp, so I got creative. And I was there most of the time. And I'm telling you, we made over $300 in 2 hours.
Damn.
Right?
So you're just selling White Claws, lemonade, whatever you can sell to the neighbors for this.
Yeah, it was the block party.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody was tipping big.
Oh, okay.
Until some Karen posted in our Nextdoor group, did anyone else see the bad mom exploiting her children to illegally distribute alcohol?
Oh, wow.
Okay, but hang on. This is like in a neighborhood and everyone's having drinks and everything like that. So this is something that y'all do?
Yeah, we have a block party every summer.
Yeah.
And you were there. And I mean, it's not just the White Claw. Like, that was just an option. Like, the lemonade was there as well.
Oh, yeah. So my husband saw it and he freaked out and he sent the woman a message. And she told him that I used the girls as a cover for bootlegging.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
No.
You know, like, she's acting like you said, speakeasy. She's acting like, are we back in the 20s?
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
You know,
like,
during Prohibition?
Like, that's, okay, like, that's what, maybe
what is she even talking about? Maybe because it's my two young kids.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's talk through this and make sure we get this straight. So basically, Brittany was saying, we were having a 4th of July block party. We were going to have a lemonade stand, but just for some adults, I had some White Claws that we were going to sell to, which, all right. Had my kids also sell those to the adults of the block, though. We're not doing this at, like, the fair.
This
you know?
Is like in the cul-de-sac.
Like in the cul-de-sac or whatever. Another mom saw this, though, and got pissed and put it on the next door group and called me a bad mom. Not the next door group. Not the public shaming.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and put our parent panel together. So, like, was that the wrong move? Because they were trying to make money for a dance camp, which they had the money for until their daughter broke her arm. Jess, thoughts? I mean,
I don't think it's terrible because, like you said, it's in the cul-de-sac. It's in your neighborhood. You know everyone that's there, and everyone was aware of, like, why they were selling it.
Yeah.
So I think if the circumstances were a little different, I would understand that. But you were right there. I feel like posting a picture of you and saying that about you is just doing too much.
Yeah, and you know what? The only reason we were, in quotes, selling it was because, you know, we used up all our money for the calf.
Right.
And my kids have to go to dance camp. It was like a little fundraiser for us.
No, I get it.
You know, I would have brought the White Claws anyway to share with all the neighbors.
Right.
You know, like, yeah. But this is just a cute little way for them to be able to go to dance camp.
Right. Would it bother me? It wouldn't bother me. But let me try to see it from a different parent's perspective. Like, yeah. I mean, to like have your kids sell alcohol, I mean...
What's the difference of Girl Scouts standing in front of dispensaries?
Because they're not selling weed.
There is
something about like teaching your kid to sell alcohol to raise money that just doesn't feel
but
right.
But it's not like they even knew that it was alcohol even necessarily. They just knew that it was like something for the adults. Like, you know, they weren't mixing the drinks.
Right.
They were like,
it's in a can.
Pouring the gin and tonic. Yeah, you know what
bartenders.
I mean? Yeah, it's in a can. There's like a wave on the can, and it was like the adult lemonade. No, listen, I get where you're coming from.
You asked to come on for a reason, so let's find out. Brittany says, listen, I let my kids sell White Claws, and I was right there, but like I let my kids sell White Claws to try to raise money for their dance camp coming up later this month. After we had to spend some money on some medical bills. Was that the wrong move to make? Who's up?
This is Tina and Bel Air on one.
Hi, Tina. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Was it the wrong move to make, you think?
So I'm a mom of four.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say she's a bad mom by any means, mm-hmm. but I just think it was poor judgment on her part. I don't really think that it's appropriate. Obviously, you're supposed to be 21 to drink or serve or whatever alcohol and have your children doing that, I just think is not okay.
What's the not okay part to you? Because to me, like, it doesn't bother me, but I don't have kids, so it's like, I don't think I'd even look twice at that, to be honest with you.
I think it's the alcohol perspective. I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of people struggle in society with that.
That's true.
And I just think that it's sending the wrong message to your children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair
in
enough.
In my opinion.
And that's why we do the parent panel, man. We got to get a bunch of parents on here to make this decision. Thank you for calling us. Let's talk to Sarah in Annapolis. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Is it the wrong move to make you think for letting your kids serve alcohol? Obviously, it's in a can. We're just passing it out to neighbors. It's to raise money, though, for a camp. Is that the wrong move, you think?
See, I don't think it's wrong at all. I think you hit the key word with passing it out. I don't think the kids are necessarily selling it. I think the parent is selling it. Nowhere could the kids buy it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mama too, and so nowhere. I probably don't know if I would do it myself, but I don't think it's necessarily wrong in the circumstance. Now, if you're doing it at a soccer game that your kids are playing at,
right.
I think that's a little inappropriate. But to do it in a fashion like this, I don't think it's that bad. The kids are passing it out more than they're selling it, in my opinion.
So I'm not going to lie. Like, if that was in my cul-de-sac, I would have bought one, to be honest.
I would have bought one as well. I wouldn't have thought anything of it. I would have been like, oh my God, thank you guys.
Like, okay. For dance camp, I would have bought one.
So you're saying it's not, because it's not a kid's event. If you were at like a soccer game, if you were at something that was a kid function, it would feel weird. But because you were at like a neighborhood event where
everyone's having
everyone's,
drinks.
Okay. That a drinking event.
And, yeah.
It doesn't feel as weird.
I think the parent is selling it, not the kid.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
The parent could have sold it by themselves. It just so happened to be there.
Okay. Yeah. I got it. Let's talk to Melissa. Melissa, we're kind of tied up here. We'll have you have the final vote. Hi. Good morning. Do you feel like Brittany was in the wrong for letting her kids, quote unquote, sell this alcohol to make money for camp?
While it was a cute idea, it was wrong because it's illegally wrong. In order to distribute alcohol, whether it's giving or selling alcohol, you must obtain a tips card, which is going through a training, a class, through the state, and you actually hold a card called tips.
Right.
And you have to have that in order to distribute. No matter, you have to be 21.
Right.
The youngest is 21. You can go up to the age of 99. But in order to distribute, which is giving away,
yes,
or selling, you have to obtain that certification in order to do so, because Correct.
So it's illegal,
Jess. Do it legally.
So I have a question.
It's illegal.
And I'm not disagreeing with anything that you're saying at all whatsoever. I think I'm just going to be completely honest with my mindset. If like I was back home and like we had a kickback in the cul-de-sac and all that kind of stuff, like is there a difference when you pick up like a pack of White Claws and then like your friends or family like throw you five? You know what I mean? Like because to me, I think that's what this situation felt like to me, just because they're all friends and neighbors. Like, would there have been a difference between like that family just getting alcohol for the neighborhood? You know what I mean? Is there a difference in that, or am I
being like, "Hey, kid, can you go grab me a beer?" Versus,
right,
like,
and I'll give you $5 since you just got like a pack of 24. Like,
yeah.
Does that make sense, or is that wrong?
Well, it's no matter who comes up to that server has to be of, because that server has to know whether that person is of age in order to get that to them.
Okay.
No, correct.
Okay,
yes.
So legally, Jess, we got to follow the laws, and I'm glad that we brought that to our attention today. Thank you very much. Our parent panel has spoken. Legality over here.
Right.
Okay. I mean, Brittany, it sounds like the parent panel is saying that like it was the wrong thing to do. So like, I don't like know.
Okay. Well, they were raised. The drinks were going to be there regardless. But I just used it. I was being resourceful, and I used it as a cute little, you know, fundraiser for their dance camp. So sue me. Okay, whatever.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.